While other victim advocacy groups have called for Kratz to resign, Tony Gibbard of the Wisconsin Coalition says his group is waiting for the 50-year-old Kratz to acknowledge that the advances he made to 26-year-old Stephanie Van Grol were much more than just a lapse in judgment.
District Attorney Kratz is an elected official. It's up to both him personally and the citizens of his county to determine whether he can effectively serve in his current position.
Kratz sent Van Grol 30 text messages in 3 days, referring to her in a sexually suggestive way and asking whether it was her low self-esteem that prevented her from responding positively to his advances. At the time, Kratz was prosecuting Van Grol's ex-boyfriend for beating her. The Coalition Against Domestic Violence's Tony Gibbard says his group is considering filing a formal complaint with the Office of Lawyer Regulation.
I think victims in Calumet County may have legitimate concerns about whether they'll be treated fairly, whether they will be treated with dignity, and whether their cases will be taken seriously. And that has huge implications on whether they will come forward and whether domestic abusers will be identified in that community.
The Office of Lawyer Regulation will neither confirm nor deny whether they are investigating Kratz for ethical violations. The result of any investigation could only be made public if the agency files a public reprimand with the state Supreme Court. Kratz says he will not resign and will run for re-election in 2012. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.